It's Feel Good Friday here at UFM, We love having some feel-good stories. And I found one for you. Remember I told you a couple of days ago about this group that I found, Tradie Wives?
That's right, popcorn group.
Yeah, it's one of my popcorn groups, one of the ones that I love to sit there and watch. Well, I had a little bit more of a look into it after having a chat about it, and it's actually got this whole kind of back end going on where it's gone from being a simple Facebook group to being more supportive and having training, and they're going to have a podcast soon. So I thought we should talk to Verity, who started the whole thing. How you doing, Verity?
Hello, thank you for having me on.
You are an amazing inspirational type woman. Tell us how Tradie Wives got started.
Oh, thank you. It was sort of an absolute accident. So my husband is a tradie, and I would sort of watch him, you know, on the tools all day, coming home absolutely exhausted, still trying to juggle all the calls and invoicing and quoting, and it was a bit of a schmozzle. My background's marketing and advertising, so I sort of thought, well, you know, I can kind of take some of the pressure off maybe. And I started doing it one day a week, just sort of helping with the back office side of things, and then sort of progressed from there and ended up full time in the business. And the thing is, like, I knew a bit about business, but nothing about trade at all. And so I thought, I wonder if I start a Facebook group, you know, if I can connect with other people, never thinking anyone would join. And now I've ended up with 23,000 people. So it's a complete accident.
Oh, well, it's so generous of you to offer that work for, I'm sure, a small fee of like $200,000 a year or whatever you charge your partner. I'm sure offer a very reasonable service.
Reasonable rate as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's steadily going up as the years progress.
Oh, well, as you get more experience, absolutely should. That's how your pay grade should work. I was curious, does he ever get like a little bit touchy about the things you post? Is he happy for you to just free reign, just have, you know, all that help and that support around there with you?
No, I don't usually tell him much about it. He tries to ask me what's happening, and I say, it's not your business, don't worry about it.
That's smart.
He sort of, you know, like sometimes we'll get into situations, he's like, oh, ask the Tradie Wives what they think about it.
Oh, that's great.
Love it.
What is the greatest piece of advice you've had from the group?
Oh, it's a really good question. I think it's just really like knowing your worth. I think a lot of people, especially in this environment, will sort of try and haggle with trades and, you know, really try and get them down. And I think it's just really, really knowing your value and sort of being able to educate the client as to why they should choose you rather than the lowest price that they receive.
So tell us how you went from being a support group to having a website and a training academy and all these other things.
It was just kind of quite organic, actually. It was just sort of I saw the group and I saw what it needed. And as the group grew, I would get people coming in and saying, oh, you know, like the pain points in your group I can help solve. Mm-hmm. And so we have a business that, you know, does X, Y, and Z. And then it just sort of, it was kind of like a need where we sort of saw a need for a business academy where we could kind of do like monthly masterclasses and trainings on how to grow your trade business. And more recently a podcast, which is launching on Tuesday, which is just kind of, you know, taking conversations from the group, because it's quite highly engaged and there's a lot of chatter in there, and sort of extending it into a podcast and talking about those points a little more.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing for it. Thank you so much for talking to us, Verity.
Thank you for having me.